evolution when it's not evolution?
Answers with Ken Ham, the visionary behind the new and popular Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
I want to share with you a tactic that evolutionists often use to indoctrinate students in schools and science museums. See, evolutionary scientists explain that through natural selection, different varieties or even species of dogs can arise. But they also admit that all dogs share a common gene pool. This means that all dogs are related and therefore there's only one kind of dog. Now, the Bible teaches that each kind of animal will reproduce only its own kind. And that's exactly what we see with dogs. Dogs may produce different varieties of dogs, but they're still dogs. Now, here's what happens. Evolutionists refer to these changes as evolution, but at the same time, they'll tell people that molecules turning into people over millions of years is also evolution. So students think that because evolution, in the way Darwinists define it, occurs in dogs, then evolution, in the molecules to man sense, must also be true. As we point out in the special new exhibit at our Creation Museum, changes within a kind is not evolution.
One of our latest resources to help you combat Darwinian evolution is our new Darwin Pocket Guide. It's being released right now, the 200th anniversary of Darwin's birth. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS and give a gift of any size today, or on the web at answersoffer.org.